Bible Questions Answered. Will the dead live again? Jehovah God is the source of life. Does it not seem reasonable then that the same God could restore life to those who have died? The Bible assures us that He will do just that in the future. Acts 24:15 reads, "And I have hope toward God, which hope these men also look forward to, that there is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous." But why will He do so? Our Creator originally intended for man to live forever on earth. This is still what He wants for mankind. It pains Him to see what we deal with now, lives that are full of trouble and that end all too quickly. Job 14:1 reads, "Man born of woman is short-lived and filled with trouble." Verses 14 and 15 read, "If a man dies, can he live again? I will wait all the days of my compulsory service until my relief comes. You will call, and I will answer you. You will long for the work of your hands." Where will the resurrected live? Did God create man to live in heaven? No. God created angels to live in heaven. He made humans to live on the earth. With that in mind, consider the resurrections Jesus performed. He restored people to life right here on earth. Likewise, most of those resurrected in the future will return to life on the earth. John 5:28 and 29 reads, "Do not be amazed at this, for the hour is coming in which all those in the memorial tombs will hear His voice and come out, those who did good things to a resurrection of life, and those who practice vile things to a resurrection of judgment." John 11:44 reads, "The man who had been dead came out with his feet and hands bound with wrappings, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Free him and let him go.'" However, God has chosen a few people to be resurrected to life in heaven, where they will have spirit bodies. Those resurrected to heaven will rule as kings with Christ over the earth. Revelation 5:9 and 10 reads, "And they sing a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and with your blood you bought people for God, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they are to rule as kings over the earth." End of article. Read answers to more Bible questions online at www.jw.org. End of magazine.